Now, you had a chance to review one of the chapters of the CSNA education program, and I know that you also connected with the CHFA, the Canadian Health Food Association.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on the program and what we're doing up here in the Great White North?
Yes, I think that it is an excellent program. I think that what you're doing is you are offering a wonderful service. The materials I read through are first rate. They're comprehensive. And one of the most interesting things I found when I was reading these materials is that you offer a wide selection of philosophies. It is not focused on one particular way of, you know, educating people on health and exercise, but rather you're exposing readers, students, to a wide array of healing modalities out there, all that are effective, so that these students can then determine what resonates with them and then continue on to educate that message to their students. So I think it's, as far as the design of the program, I'm very impressed by the wide array of modalities and information you offer to your students. So thank you.
Thank you for being involved, because I can see that you have wisdom beyond your years, and I'm just so impressed by our discussion right now, and also a great connection to have in the future, because I plan to promote the program in the U.S. and in other parts of the world, and it's nice to have someone, a health professional like yourself, who's on board, who is really the kind of person that we need on the advisory panel as a model to reflect what it is that we're trying to achieve, which is optimum health and a very positive, optimistic attitude.